Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to a Mailbag Monday where we take time and answer questions you've sent in. We've got a boatload of them. So, Angel, what do you say we jump in?
Before we do, I want to mention that we have a podcast on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yes, we do.
Monday's our Mailbag Monday.
Today, that's what we're
doing. And Wednesday's the wisdom.
Wisdom, words of wisdom.
Yep. And Friday is through the Bible.
Through the Bible. Genesis to Revelation. It's incredible. People comment on that a lot. It's really good because most people have not read through the Bible. There are stories there you've never even heard of. It is downright entertaining. So,
and you also can get Joe's six-part series of parenting webinar online now.
Yes.
All right, Joe. With our children leaving home for college, we are facing an empty nest. I know all your kids are out of the house. For us, this is a major life transition.
Yes, it is.
What are some steps we can take to rediscover each other in this new phase of our marriage? Man, oh, man, I had no idea that was a real thing, but that is a real thing.
Woo!
I had a hard time with emptiness. Woof! That was that was very hard because I'd been a single mother for 12 years.
12 years.
And it was just me and the two of them. And so then all of a sudden, it's just me.
Aren't you happy your children are gone?
No. No, I wanted them to come back. Yeah, that was hard. It was an adjustment. It was an adjustment. Now, for me, we got married.
Yes.
We not many months after that, we started talking. And so that helped. I started a new job.
Yes, you did.
So I just made some life choices that would keep me busy. And it did. I started traveling with my job. And so I would say if you can't make a huge adjustment like that, do something like go start a new like pickleball or tennis or
volunteer somewhere.
Yeah, volunteer.
Get out of that mode. It's been a great ditch to dig raising a family, but the ditch eventually empties out and you can't stay in the ditch. What'd you do? Well, I was digging a ditch. Well, you don't need to. It's like the prophet is down there and the birds stop dropping food and the water, the creek dries up. Then God died and nobody ever did. And we're going somewhere else now. We're doing something different today.
Yeah.
We can't stay here anymore. And so getting out and doing something different, get a hobby, do something. Otherwise, it'll put some pressure on the marriage because your life's not your spouse. When your kids show up, it becomes your children. And we all do it. We over-focus on our kids. They're our life. Well, no, children are a gift from God, and then we're to train them up and give them back to God. They're here temporarily. They're not permanent. And so I've seen some people mess that up by trying to make it a permanent deal. So just get something else going on in your life, and it'll be fine. You'll really love it. You will absolutely love it.
You will, and it'll give you a new sense of purpose.
Yes.
But it is a challenge. I'm not saying that it's not. Those are very real feelings.
Yeah, they are.
Joe, my husband has dealt with addiction all his life. Sometimes he quits one thing, but it's like he gets addicted to something else just as quick. I am tired of this cycle. It also seems the addiction is stealing his attention and our money. I'm not sure how to help or what to do.
Well, addiction's it's human nature. It's a weakness. You're trying to use something else to prop up what you're not willing to do on your own. You know, smoking, drinking, cussing, whatever it is. That doesn't matter what it is. Fornicating. It's like, well, you're trying to fill a hole, but you're filling it with the wrong thing, and it never gets filled.
That's but right. I think she's talking about, like, my first marriage, my husband would, he would, like, okay, like, say, fly fishing. One time he decided to fly fish.
Yes.
He bought everything known to man that you could purchase for fly fishing. Then he was tying flies and everything else. And then it seems like he conquers it, and then we go to something new.
Yes.
Like, right now, I see, because of my children and their Christmas presents they get from him, that he's really into drones now. So, it's like, I think my son has gotten 3 drones that are still in a box under his bed. I even said to him the other day, could I have one of those drones? Because I'd like to just try it. But, I don't know. That's just his, it was his personality. Even Bibles, one time, he bought, I said, we got every translation known to mankind. And we were just married, so we weren't rolling in the money.
It is a trait that you admire but will eat your lunch. It's like, you ain't not that money. He's reading all those things. No, he doesn't need all those things. He's trying to fill a hole. All those flies. He didn't need all those flies. He's trying to fill a hole. He's picking up pickleball now. I like pickleball, but it's not trying to fill a hole. It's like, you got to get the hole filled first, then life's what you do. It's like, and we used to joke about it, but marriage is a funeral. You're supposed to die to yourself and give your life to this other person. That's what a marriage is. It's a covenant. You can't have a covenant if somebody dies. But when you marry somebody, they're not whole themselves. They're trying to fill a hole in their own soul. And only God can do that. That's when Jesus came. The only one person can fill that hole, and that's Jesus. So you got to find some way of doing it. So I'd pray that God would send laborers across his path. I would pray that God would take blindness from his mind and lighten the eyes of his understanding. There's certain prayers you start praying for people that are bound up like that because the devil's got them in a headlock. So what are you going to do? You can't talk them out of it. God's got to bring them out of it. So laborers in prayer, laborers in prayer.
And the funny thing is, he would never get like addicted to yard work.
I know. We're going to make jokes, but it's the truth.
I'm telling you, that is the truth. All right, Joe, my spouse and I have differing political views. Oof, that would be hard. That would be hard. This is obviously a source of tension. Do you have any advice on how to keep peace in the home, especially during this upcoming election cycle? Oh, my son and I, when he was in college.
Whoa.
It got rough there. And, yeah, that's a tough one. It really is because
he's slow to speak and quick to hear, slow to wrath.
Yeah. Just, and then in your mind say, I'm going to cast out your vote when I go get mine.
Doesn't matter what you're doing. I'm going to cancel that when I go to the poll. Mm-hmm. And so, and just, you're trying to change somebody that doesn't want to change. Just let them be who they are. I had a great friends on my board members. And, certain guy was running for president. We're all supporting him. Well, I found out he wasn't. He was voting. He was a member of the other party, which that time I thought was the devil himself in that other party. I thought, how can you be a Christian, go to church, read your Bible, and support that? Do you know what they support? And he wouldn't listen to any of it. And I learned a hard lesson that year. I learned that he believes what he believes. And my job is just to love him, not change his mind. I'm like, God, I'm not the president. I can't change who you vote for. I'm just supposed to love you. I'm going to love you every time we get together. We're going to laugh, talk, you know, eat some fried chicken, work on the things we're on the board to work on. And we're going to be a blessing to one another. But I'm not going to talk politics with you because it's not going to go anywhere. So you learn to just avoid the things that, well, that's not going to go anywhere. I won't bring it up. Now, if they want to ask, if the other person asks, what do you think about this? Well, now, you sure you want me to answer that? I always tell people, keep your answers short and to the point. Why do you believe the way you believe? Well, this, keep it short to the point. And so you'll make it work, but you can't change. Only God can change a person.
When I was in my 20s, Ronald Reagan was running for president, and I had just moved to Washington State, which Washington State tends to be a fairly liberal state. And I was from Georgia. And my friends and I, we would go and volunteer at the Reagan, you know, political quarters. At that time, I was very political, you know, in my younger years. And
very aggressive.
Yes, because I wanted to go into politics when I went to college. But now, that'd be the last place I would want to go. We lived in a duplex. And every day I would bring home another home for Reagan Bush and put my sign in my yard. And I get up the next day and the sign would be gone.
Yeah. Whoa.
And my neighbor would have her, was it Dukakis who ran against him, I think, sign in her yard. And I never touched her sign. Okay, I'm going down to the headquarters. I get a bigger sign, bring it up. But every day I'd come in, my sign would be gone or ripped in half or something, and it would just irritate me. And she would also, I mean, we were in our 20s. We were not quiet, and we had lots of friends over all the time. So she'd bang on the wall, bang, 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 bang. So she was not a fun neighbor to have at a duplex. Well, it became Christmas time, And I'm making the only time in my life I've ever made an apple pie from scratch. That was one and done. And I was making an apple pie, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, make two. And I did. And he said, take it over to your neighbor.
Whoa.
So I did.
I said,
I wanted to just tell you that I wanted you to have Merry Christmas. And if you're alone over the holidays, you're more than welcome to join us, because we are not going home to our families. We're just going to be here. And she thanked me and never banged on the wall again after that. Never touched my Reagan Bush sign after that. And she didn't come over for dinner, but we did go Christmas caroling. We sang to her one time, and she was very pleasant after that.
Yes.
So the best way, when it's a volatile situation like that, that can cause strife, is don't be overcome with evil. Overcome evil with good.
Good. Come on.
So that is the best advice.
That sounds like my friend the Bible. Everybody deals with it, people. Everybody deals with it.
Everybody does.
Yes.
So as you're going through the holidays and you're thinking about who you're going to vote for, pray for your opponents, friends.
Amen.
And concentrate on what you've got in common, not what you don't.
Yes.
So we love you guys. Pray you have a great week. Bye.
Thank you. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.